ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो थर्ड चैप्टर नंबर 25th, glories of devotional service as described by Kapil Dev to Devahuti. Today the verse is number 33. Okay. Jharayati Asu Yatha Kosham Nigirnam Analaha Yatha Jarayatyasu Yakosham Nirgamam Analo Yatha Jarayatyasu Yakosham Nigiranam analo yatha Jarayatyasu yakosham Nigirnam anala yatha Jarayati dissolves Asu quickly Yatha which Sorry, ya,
ya.
Which?
Which?
Kosham,
Kosham.
The subtle body. Nigiranam,
Nigiranam.
Things eaten.
Nigiranam.
Analaha,
Analaha.
Fire.
Fire.
Yatha,
Yatha.
As. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Bhakti, devotional service, dissolves the subtle body of the living entity without separate effort, just as the fire in the stomach digests all that we eat. Bhakti is in far higher position than mukti because a person's endeavor to get liberation from the material engagement is automatically served in devotional service. The example is given here that fire in the stomach can digest whatever we eat. If the digestive fire is sufficient, then whatever we can eat will be digested by the fire in the stomach. Similarly, a devotee does not have to try separately to attain liberation. That very service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the process of His liberation, because to engage oneself in the service of the Lord is to liberate oneself from the material entanglement. Sri Bilwa Mangal Thakur explains this position very nicely. He said, if I have unflinching devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, then mukti or liberation serves me as my maid servant. Mukti, the maid servant, is always ready to do whatever I ask. For a devotee, liberation is no problem at all. Liberation takes place without separate endeavor. Bhakti, therefore, is far better than mukti or the impersonalist position. The impersonalist undergoes severe penances and austerities to attain mukti, but the bhakta, simply by engaging himself in the bhakti process, especially enchanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, immediately develops control over the tongue by engaging it in chanting and accepting the remnants of the footsteps offered to the Personality of Godhead. As soon as the tongue is controlled, naturally all other senses are controlled automatically. Sense control is the perfection of the yoga principle. And one's liberation begins immediately as soon as he engages himself in the service of the Lord. It is confirmed by Kapil Dev that bhakti or devotional service is the gariyasi, most glorious than siddhi, liberation. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantigam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Jariyatya Suyakusham Nigiranalokanalo Yatha Bhakti, the devotional service, dissolves the subtle body of the living entity without separate effort, just as the fire in the stomach digests all that we eat. This is a very good example for the immediate effect of performing pure devotional service. Liberation is defined by Rupa Goswami, mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Giving up wrong conception that I am this and I am that, without any reference to being part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we conceive so many different ideas of our real being. To me, according to my realization, I am this, I am that, but nobody touches the aspect of being part and parcel of Krishna. Because Krishna told first, then we all suddenly come up with our false ego and the hankerings of the mind and divergence of the intelligence into wrong conception. And here we go, misconstruing the reality. Because we are frustrated, we go for virtual reality. So, hitva anyatha rupam, this is the definition. Giving up all different kinds of misconception of whom am I? Who I am? Anyatha rupam hitva. Giving up. And swarupena vyavasthiti. Swarupa means his personality. But Rupa is there. If you remember how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva Mantra is given. Krishna. Panchatattvatmakam Krishna. Krishna is the sum total of the five are being represented. Right? Panchatattvatmakam Krishna. Bhakta Rupa. This is the main Rupa is Bhakta. Then expansion of the Rupa is called Swarupakam. That is Nityanam Prabhu. Right? That Bhakta Avataram Mahavishnu is Advaita Acharya. Bhaktakhyam, the first devotee, Radharani, so in the Bhava in Gadadhar Pandit is of Bhakta Bhava. So, Namami Bhakta Shaktikam, Narad Muni is Bhakti Shakti. Radharani may not have gone to do book distribution or, efficacy of chanting of the holy name. But Narad Muni did it. Right? So the idea is that the Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhaktakhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. This is the crux of the position that Jiva has to understand. He has a Rupa, he is part and parcel. So instead of putting ourselves into the Rupa, the original form, how could you conceive that original form? Krishna says, you are my part and parcel. So if Krishna is so beautiful and attractive and all pleasurable and with all these divine qualities, why not his soul? Maybe tiny, but he has the same attractiveness. So that is the rupam. So hitva anyatha rupam, giving up all the piling up all the layers of different conceptions that we have put through mind, body and intelligence, which is the subtle body. When we are established in our original constitutional position, that is the rupam, and the activity pertaining to it, then that is called mukti. Mukti hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vyavasthiti. Our swarupa is our devotional service. We are servant. If you see the beauty of Jaya and Vijaya, their ornaments and as pure devotees. The Shaktas also put Bhairavas and they have demoniac feature. Just opposite. Have you gone to any temple in South India especially? The Shaktas or in front of Lord Shiva's temple also, there are two Bhairavas as gatekeepers. And they are of completely opposite nature. But the doorkeepers of Vishnu, they have beautiful features. Because they have obtained all the four kinds of muktis there. So, that is Sakam devotee gets the mukti. But here, pure devotional service is being taught. And pure devotional service, when one is knowingly or unknowingly on that path of pure devotional service, the perfectness of the devotional service, and he is trying to endeavor on that path shown by our predecessors, acharyas, and disciplic succession, then guarantee. The mukti is on the way. You don't have to make a separate endeavor. Swarupena vyavasthiti, when you are situated in your own constitutional position, ಜೀವರ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಹೋಯರು ಕೃಷ್ಣರ್ ನಿತ್ಯ ದಾಸ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣರ ತಟಸ್ಥ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಭೇದ ಅಭೇದ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಪಂಚತತ್ವ ಮಂತ್ರ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಅಪ್ಲಿಕೇಬಲ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ಶೇಡೋ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪಾನ್ಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ಇಮೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ದೇ ಕಾಲ್, ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ structural understanding. Everybody has a mind, so it conceives, right? Configuration. And people use their head, which is mostly composed of mind, not of intelligence. You better believe. So this example that just like the food is digested by the fire, what is the name of that fire? Jataragni. But what is the name? Vaishvanar. ಅಹಂ ವೈಶ್ವಾನರೋ ಭೂತ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಾಣಿನಾಂ ದೇಹಮಾಶ್ರಿತಂ ಪ್ರಾಣಪಾನ ಸಮಾಯುಕ್ತಂ ಪಚಾನ್ಯಂ ಚತುರ್ವಿಧಂ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡೈಜೆಸ್ಟಿವ್ ಫೈರ್. ನೌ ವೇರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಯು ಪುಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಇಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಕ್ತಿ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಮ್. ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಸೇ ಚಾಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ. This process is so perfect because it has been imported by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Radha Krishna Nahiyanya. And he is appearing in the form just to distribute the holy name through Panchatattva. So, the position of the soul in its original constitution is as a part and parcel, therefore subservient. And because he is part and parcel of Krishna, therefore he has Satchidananda constitution qualities. And therefore he should regain that. But when he comes in the opposite atmosphere, that is going to cover him up. And how these subtle coverings of mind, intelligence and ego, which is going to carry on to another species of life, will be dissolved or will be purified, or the soul will become free from the subtle effects that gives us repeated bodily conception, birth after birth. That, the fire of devotion. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agham dhunvanti kashnena niharasya iva bhaskara. Nihar means fog. Fog appears in the absence of sun, but as soon as sun rises, fog disappears. Rest is our experience in between with the what you call material mind, intelligence and ego. Then we see fog. Oh, so much cold, you can't see even the sun. If sun would be there, but rest assured, as soon as sun rises, the fog disappears. But what we require, only by devotional service, this effect can be observed. It's an effect to be verified. Means unless and until we put ourselves into that a disciplic succession and receive the process and faithfully, adhere, then rest assured, because the process is perfect. Process is bhakti is the process, but because it is perfect, all perfections are there. We do not have our own. We can't rest on our body strength or chanting style or this or that. Nothing is going to work. It's only the performance of pure devotional service, execution, through chanting, it will become a permanent asset. And that will clean out all the material hankerings, the desires in our mind that is dragging us into the next material life. It will clean out, it will digest. Just like the sun dissipates the fog, even gradually, but you will see that it is going away. So mukti is like that. Mukti is like a fog for a devotee. Bilwa Mangal Thakur says, mukti kritanjali, she is waiting at my doorstep with folded hands. Yes, my dear sir, how can I serve you? And Bilwa Mangal Thakur said, thank you, Mata. Wait, I am going to do but do not come in the as an interference in my performance of devotional service. That is the desire of the devotee. Otherwise, even the big yogis become trapped of this mukti mata. And they will want her services in the form of siddhis. So, bhakti is far better than mukti. Who desires mukti or merging? The impersonalist. They do not know the aspect of love because they are impersonal. So they cling to the four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So they think, even though in Kali Yuga, the sannyas is forbidden, right? Still they cling to the sannyas school. The Shankarites or the Mayavadis, they take sannyas, full-fledged. And there are many imitators, even though they are in the garb of sannyasis, but they don't wear just like our distinct pattern that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took. These sannyasis have different motivations. Their mind is not purified. They think it is easy to get khichdi. That's good enough. Sannyas should be adopted. Tu kya khilata hai? What are you going to feed us? Upar wala bahut hai. Now, Vrindavan, you will see so many khichdi shops. Don't worry. But the idea is that we don't criticize them on the dharma. You know, we also feed them because that's the easiest way to respect them. We do not make friendship with such when we are not going to get anything because they are not on the pure path of the devotion. Even in Vrindavan, you know, we had this Chitrakuta ashram in front of our temple where big Ganesha and Hanuman Murtis are there. And they have Radha Krishna also. But there is no service there. And there is no Mangal Arati. Anybody can wake up anytime, you know, and anybody can worship. If there is no, people go and clean up the area, that's about it. The sadhus stay inside. If it is too cold, they don't get up, people. Because they are under the impression, the Mayavadis, then I am that. So aham asmi. Shiva, aham, Shiva, I am that supreme. So somebody asks, if there is no service, why do you keep this temple? Why? What is the necessity for you to build a temple? If you think you are God yourself. What can we do? We have foolish followers. They want to give so much money and they have desire to build the temple. So we said, okay, we will build the temple. They want to put the murti, so we will put the murti. So there are so many different conceptions, but none is digestible even in our thoughts or our understanding. Why we cannot align with them? Why we cannot, become agreeable on any point? Because their process is not perfect. Their process is not perfect. Their conceptions are varied. Ramakrishna says, jato mat tato pat. What it means, whatever you think, that is your path. Go ahead. After all, we are all going to come to the same spot. When? In oblivion. not definite. They can't tell anything. But yet, the whole material world and anybody who is engulfed in the bondage of the karma, it sets in their mind so much tight knots that it is difficult to dissolve by any process other than pure devotional service. We emphasize pure devotional service. Otherwise, they think if you have any affinity to any demigod, and that is also bhakti. The bhakti word has become so cheap by them, but we do not consider. Bhakti parishanu bhav virakti anyatra stri ekakala. The subtle effects have been described, that how it acts. How it acts, people don't understand. That simultaneously by performing the perfect process of bhakti, you will be in the position of your constitutional service, that is bhakta. So bhakti parishanubhava, the direct perception or experience of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And virakti, becoming free from the entanglement of all different misconceptions. Three things simultaneously happen if we adhere to this process as described by Kapil Dev, Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Krishna himself. It's a pure devotional service. So, prapadyamanasya kshut apt pushti tushti cha anughasam. A prapadyamanas means a person who is so desirous to eat the food because he is hungry. He is malnourished. Right? He doesn't have that healthy state of being in physical existence. So, kshuta means the hunger. As soon as he puts up a morsel in his mouth, per morsel he experiences these three things. You know, I mean, to put food in the mouth is the process, isn't it? It goes into the right place. What happens? Kshuta, the hunger will disappear. As he puts on, you know, the hunger will dissipate. Nourishment will be gone. And satisfaction. Three things. Tushti means satisfaction. Pushti means nourishment. And kshuta means hunger. Hunger will be dissipated. So we have to catch on this process. Whether we understand or not, we have to get on the process. Chant Hare Krishna. Eradicate anartha nivritti. Have full faith, because the process is perfect. And we will save ourselves. Perfect. We will become liberated by staying in our constitutional position. Even Iharyasye Harir Dasye Manasa Karmana Gira Nikhilapi Avasthasu Jivan Muktasya Uchyate. Right now, Iharyasye Harir Dasye, by becoming devotee of Lord Krishna. How do we express our devotion? Through mind, words and activities. Iharyasye Hare Dasye Manasa Karmana Gira Nikhilapi Avasthasu. Let that state be our permanent state. Means this is our eternal occupation. Live on that. That is called Jivan Muktasya Uchyate. That is gone. He is free. He is liberated. Yesterday somebody asked me, how does liberation comes? Na sochati na kankshati samat sarveshu bhuteshu. These are perfect characters of a liberated person. And they are frequently described. Many times we talk of 26 qualities in a devotee, but they are categorized in two sections. Constitutional characters and marginal characters. Right. In our conditioned state, we try to accept or get different processes like jnana, dhyana, knowledge or meditation. They are not the main process. But if we take those processes, we may develop the marginal characteristics. Other sadhus are also in good demeanor, stature. You can see when they come, a lot of people are also following him. Alright? But he will never come and bow down to the Supreme.
they stand at the maximum. Unwillingly, that's also. But never bow down. Such Mayavadi sadhus, they think we are equal. They tell to Krishna, we are equal. I know you, but you may not know me. It's otherwise. Because after all, you are stone and I am a personality. But who is stone and who is not personality? That is, in Vaishnavism is completely opposite. Such intelligence is called hellish intelligence, if one thinks like that. Arche Vishnu Shiladi Guru Sunarmati Vaishnavir Jatir Buddhi Narki. So, even they may cultivate so many qualities of marginal nature, right? But his constitutional quality will never be found. Unless and until one is a soul surrendered to Lord Krishna, whether he has a good personality or bad personality, external doesn't matter. We should associate with the one who has surrendered to Krishna. It is worth. So, this is the important lesson that Kapil Dev is telling the Devahuti in glorification of pure devotional service. This example is very important. Then most of the time we do not know that we are really progressing or not. But we will be able to find the both end. There's a beginning as well as right now wherever we are. We have traveled great distances in progress. That we can experience. Where was I? You know, where am I now? There's a great distance. And in between we can experience, oh, I was doing that, I was doing all this nonsense, I gave up. Isn't it just like digested, and we do not feel much remorse of it, but we are so determined that we will never do all those things again. One is digested, is forgotten, you know, just throw it like stool, never to look behind. Progress, go ahead. But do not take disadvantage and keep on passing stool of worthless education. That is an offense. You know, if somebody, you know, is advancing but has not forgotten and the so-called the past life and he has been always meditating and thinking of it, then he is stuck within the mind. One who has given up sense gratification will never think. Yamunacharya says, my dear Krishna, my mind is right now in your deep meditation. And I'm completely safe and situated in your thoughts. But whenever thoughts of sense gratification arises in my mind, my mouth becomes so disgusted and I spit on the thought. You know, that attitude is very, very important because it's the realization came on the way. But it means my past effect has been already digested. It has been gone, forgotten. And we commit never to do those things again. We do not do or indulge in such activity that is going to entangle us. That is more important, because we are experiencing the freedom, but at the same time, we thought we were responsible, but how long? In Krishna consciousness, by surrendering process in Krishna consciousness, all the obligations are dissolved. Devarshi bhutaptandranam pitrunam nayam kinkarachanarapatim charajam. As long as we are attached to the bodily conception of life, we are obligated to all of this. Devatas, rishis, nranam means our society, pitrunam, the parents, kinkara means the servants whom we take service, we are obligated to pay them. And even the government, Rajan, sarvatmanaya sharanam sharanyam gato mukundam parirattya krityam. How? This is the explanation. How will be absolved from the obligations of all these people? He says, if we take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord with sarvatmana bhav. Sarvatmana means no strings attached to the atma. Alright? He has to become free. So like that, parihratya krityam means he is no more obligated to pay anything, because he is serving Lord Krishna, the source of all potencies and source of all the activities generated from him. So he is the supreme enjoyer. If you serve the supreme enjoyer, and then that's enough, because others are fake enjoyers. You stop serving them. All right. Srila Prabhupada says that in our practical application, whatever the regimen has been given, you know, that our Krishna consciousness develops by taking the daily regimen. Regimen means the allotted nourishment, right? That's called regimen. Says that even though impersonalist undergoes severe penances and austerities to attain mukti, but the bhakta simply by engaging himself in bhakti process, especially in chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, immediately develops control over the tongue. By engaging it in chanting and accepting remnants of the footsteps offered to the personality of Godhead. As soon as the tongue is controlled, naturally all other senses are controlled automatically. Sense control is the perfection of yoga principle, and one's liberation begins immediately as soon as he engages himself in the service of the Lord. It is confirmed by Kapil Dev that bhakti or devotional service is gariyasi, most glorious than siddhi, liberation. So, anybody has any questions? Surely. No. There is no difference between Sankhya Yoga and Bhakti Yoga. Prabhupada says in the second chapter itself, because that is also termed as Sankhya Yoga. Analytical study by separating Atma from the body, gross body. The characteristics are there. And Krishna is extolling the glorifying the position of Atma. It is superior. Right? So, this separation or analytical, separation is for the same purpose. Where Atma and body cannot be able to mix together for all the time. Even though the word Atma has been denoted sometimes to mind, sometimes to the body also, and for soul also. But when we have to distinguish the word Atma, Paramatma is also called Atma sometimes. As the situation is and circumstances are there, the word Atma, and Atma has an esoteric meaning of like a unit, ikai, a unit. So, self is also, but which self? That you have to look into. So, analysis or fragmenting the process for a distinct understanding for ourself that we are part and parcel of the Super Self. Lord Krishna. Right? Otherwise, our Super Soul is smaller than even Atma. But yet it is so powerful. It is said the super soul is situated in the heart of Atma. Yeah.
Maharaj, you mentioned yesterday that bhakti begins after liberation.
Yes.
So the bhakti what we are doing now.
That is parabhakti. Process remains the same. Process is perfect. We are given first. Take up the perfect process. All cleansing, all liberating aspect will begin. But take up the process first. Process is perfect, therefore we have every hope to become perfect. Prabhupada said this. I may not be perfect. But the process I follow is perfect. So deliberate the process and compare with others. You are so lucky, Prabhu. You got it. Yes. Of course. Anybody who is deviating, it is due to the influence of Maya.
Mm-hmm.
the subtle body made up of mind, intelligence and ego, it is the deepest ignorance aspect. That is mrityu, isn't it? Asat, tamas and mrityu. These are three phases of deeper, deepest ignorance. Deep, deeper and deepest ignorance. Mrityu is the deepest ignorance. Krishna is telling in Ishopanishad also. We are told, andha tama pravishanti ye sambhutim upasate tato te bhuyatamo ya sambhutyam ratah. By worshipping demigods, one remains in ignorance. Alright? One remains in ignorance. That is the end result of worshipping the demigods. But worse than that is one who is inclined to worship the impersonal aspect. This is startling. This is a heavy statement. And there, because they do not like it, they interpret. And they run around and confuse you. But because we have taken perfect process, we can distinguish very clearly. Prabhupada took so much effort to clarify these things. Nobody else has done in the simple language. No, weapon of knowledge about Krishna. Krishna is telling that which knowledge? The spiritual knowledge means the weapon is bhakti. Bhakti will cut the labyrinth. Jnana cannot cut. Even though Jnana is better, but it will put you into the so-called liberated aspect. But it is incomplete. So it will continue repeated birth and death again. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavam mamprapadyate. After many, many human births, the person who is in knowledge, when he accepts Vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurbhava. Have we seen jnanis in other species of life? And Prabhupada said, in human births, many, many times he has to come as a human being. Doing what? Philanthropy. Doing what? Fear the poor. How should a Prabhupada's book support? Our chanting. The system has given. Hearing and chanting, not only chanting. Hearing. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. First comes hearing. Means you hear from some, inspire and start chanting. Hear and chant, means keep your ears open to receive the holy name. That is the beginning. Adho Shraddha, cultivate faith on that. But where will you get the faith? Sadhu Sandhana. In association of the devotees, you will get the faith. Association will nurture that faith further. So then you take up bhajana kriya, regulative chanting, following four regulative principles, like that. This is called bhajana kriya. Bhajana Kriya means get up in Mangalarti, attend. Every prescribed process, which is why it is universal in all the temples throughout the world. Because the process is perfect. Alright? So, Prabhupada emphasized almost every page the importance to chant Mahamantra. That is the main mission of Srila Prabhupada. If you find no other instructions are being that much repeated except chanting. You can research. Yes,
Thank you, Lord. Well, you mentioned that super soul, it's said that super soul situates in the heart of the soul. But I've read in Bhagavatam days that the size of the super soul is like the tip of the thumb, and the soul size is like 10,000 part of the tip of the hair.
Yes, it is. That's why it is called Anuraniyam Mahato Mahiyan. It's the smaller than the smallest and bigger than the biggest. Now, which one you are? At least we are in between somewhere. There is no, what you call, distinction for that soul. Because if you see, really, we are so tiny and insignificant, everything is covered by the super soul. Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastha. He is between the atoms, and within the atoms. Now where are you? You will have no place. But yes, you are still existing. But that is our insignificance. It's not the soul's insignificance or super soul's, even though it is entering into the heart of my soul. But he is the center and we have to realize him. That's why he tells the glories about him and then we have to surrender. Krishna is telling Arjun, you surrender to that super soul, which is me. He will say, which is me. There's my expansion. So don't get afraid that super soul is a different entity and Krishna is different. No. Maya tatam idam jagat sarvam avyakta murtina. This is how Krishna is all pervasive in unmanifested way because by our blunt senses and material thinking, we do not see anything. We are not that insignificant. We see like this. By false ego, we see I'm somebody. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us to be nobody means cut down this existence of wrong conception. That you are real, part and parcel, then you have to be humble and see very minuscule particle. That's why starting from Keshagra Satabhagasya Satatamsa Kalpitasya cha, all that description comes. But in Bhagavad Gita, we have to realize that insignificant. So, Arjun is a personality, has divine body, but at the same time, the spiritual realization has to be. He was so fortunate that Krishna was his friend and instructing him. And knowledge about the soul was given in the second chapter and he doesn't have anything to grieve of. But then is that I am Arjun, Pandavanam Dhananjaya. Arjun asked, how do I know you? Right? In the 10th chapter, Arjun wanted to know, Krishna, how do I understand that you are all pervasive? Then Krishna says, okay, let me tell you my vibhutis, or the manifested energies where they are mine and I am situated. Adityanam aham Vishnu, Rudranam Sankarashchasmi, Pandavanam Dhananjaya. What is this? Is he bluffing? How to understand that? Brahma understood. Brahma said, my dear Lord Krishna, it is you who have expanded as me, Brahma. Because I am your part and parcel. You are not my part and parcel. So you are expanding as me. I must be subservient. So similarly, Shiva is your expansion, but his transformation, but expanded transformation. Yes.
As you said in your lecture, that people mostly they use their mind instead of intelligence, and we get the knowledge from Bhagavad Gita that the mind is only flickering. So, does our intelligence flicker?
Well, if it is influenced by the mind, then he is also okay. When the senses are loose, the mind is like the rain, and intelligence is supposed to hold it. Who should be stronger? If intelligence is not stronger, the rein will be loose. And when the horses start, you know, going wayward in different direction, and the whole chariot will be not only confused, but the passenger will be also confused. And the intelligence will be also shaky, unable to control. Isn't it? So, intelligence has to be fixed by deliberating Shriya. Tasmat jigyasu prapadyeta jigyasu Shriya. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu Shriya uttama. Become intelligent and deliberate on the eternal benefit. For that purpose, you have to approach Guru. Not to approach, oh, Ashirvad de do, humare ghar bachcha ho jaye. Are mara bol. Yes, Guru. Mayavadi, they think Krishna has been appeared as a human being. He is a human being. But there is what you call unknown power or shakti which is responsible, and it is invested in him. So they do not know the real potency, and they do not know the difference between potency and potent. But they say that when Krishna comes, he also becomes subjugated to the laws of Maya. That is what they say. Oh, Vishnu God cursed, so he has to become stone. Look at that.
But that's not what the Greeks would follow, right? They understand the Krishna as the personality.
He is a person, but not spiritual personality. They don't understand that part. They think he is one of them. So they can compete with him. Because Krishna gave so much unequivocal, guidance, unequivocal guidance. They said, by understanding this, we will also speak unequivocal. Nobody can challenge us. So, how do they become so expert? By jugglery of grammar. Because grammar is the real screwing up thing. You can turn the word around or get the meaning other way around. I told you one time, I was giving class in 1978 in our Freeport temple in Long Island, New York. It's still there, but now it has been hijacked by Ritviks, and they are fighting in the court. I gave a class on Sunday, and I quoted the verse Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhir Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Nobody asked me the question. I spent some time for that. Then I said, okay, then I closed, so the feast will begin. That was a Sunday class. And I came out, and I noticed one white-beard Indian person who was following me. Said, Swamiji, Swamiji, you quoted a wrong verse. I said, what? Ishvara Param, that is in Brahma Samhita. He says, no, it is not like that. I said, what do you mean? And he says, Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidanand Avigraha. this word A is so silent, they can, break the word A to pronounce, say, Vigraha. Avigraha means you are. You are damaging. That is the grammar. Grammar will damage. It's avigraha, not vigraha. I said, you show me. I said, do you know Brahma Samhita? He says, no. Then how do you know this verse? If you want to see the history of Brahma Samhita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found this in Adhikeshu temple in South India. They have the copy too. Go and find out with this avigraha or vigraha. And he was so. I said, you Mayavadis, you are sarvanashis. So this is the way, they have a built-in ego that governs this particular word jugglery. They are so fond of Sanskrit word jugglery. And many speak with you only in Sanskrit. Even though I tell in Gujarati, he will speak in Sanskrit. That is the nature. Yes. Maya's effect falls on some devotees and they become, off the line. Then what? Whose vad is prominent? Maya's vad is prominent. Mayaya apratagyanam asurim bhavamasri. Maya will steal the real knowledge to follow in disciplic succession. Funny thing is that they are exposed right and left. They have been given the name by their spiritual master, and then when they thought it is completely obnoxious that spiritual masters are useless, we are working hard and they simply are ceremonious, so why do we give them importance? This is how Ritvicism started. They become envious on the position of the guru. I am witness to that beginning. A little tinge of enviousness will make you a Mayavadi. Are we supposed to be envious? And then envy will take you to the blasphemy. Then where are you? So we have to pray.
Like Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi hearts nearly hold seven.
Yeah. Nobody will be spared. So we have to protect the legacy, we have to follow the legacy. Right? Mayavad will come in disguise of so many things. And the last stage is, of course, to become God. But what about in between? Before becoming God, you know, the idea is fructifying. Gradually, it takes time. But that is all the working of Maya, advancing to make you God. Yes, Prabhu.
Maharaj, you mentioned about how Paramatma is all pervading, and many times also Brahman feature is also all pervading.
Yeah.
So, how do we understand the difference between Brahman all pervading and Paramatma?
Brahma is pervading.
Brahman.
Brahman. That the Brahman means some total of material and spiritual energies. But Krishna is the source of both, isn't it? So Brahman is all-pervading. But Brahman consists of Chitkan and Achitkan in particular theory. The Atma is Chitkan, and one which is bereft is Achitkan. So Chidvaibhav is there, Achidvaibhav is there. But the sum total, because Krishna is the origin, it is called it's all pervasive. Any other question? Yes. In advancing stage, if person gets confused, then he takes better shelter rather than, you know, keep a following with him. Otherwise, he will also deviate and make others go to the hill. So our devotional path is a sharp razor's edge. You know, very sharp razor's edge. Wrong foot, Prabhupada said, understand, you will lose your leg. To walk on razor's edge is very, very dangerous. So, best to stick to the process rather than try to adjust the process according to your like. It will not work. We are not given any opportunity to twist what you call, say, in Bhajana Kriya, which is perfect, chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, perfect, and follow four regulative principles, perfect. But do not try to seek, oh, I cannot eat chocolate, so I can eat carob and this and that. It is meant for controlling the senses. If the senses are controlled, then you are the winner, because the yoga will be there. See, here it is. By consuming prasadam, naturally our tongue will be controlled. If the tongue is controlled, all the senses will be automatically controlled. Is there any other sense more impetuous than tongue? We do not know. We are told, and you experience that part. You know? So, we have been given the path which is perfect. Now, you may say, oh, anybody can claim, but what is the verification? Pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam is the verification. And that verification Rupa Goswami put into bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti syat, and nishtha. So, Shraddha will be verified to become nishtha, unshakable faith. And it is the pure adherence. Why did Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami put up the definition of the word Shraddha? Shraddha, Shuddhi, Shudrad, Vishwasakara, Nishchaya, Krishna, Bhakti, Karile, Sarva, Karma, Krutam. By performing all that you do as devotional service to Lord Krishna, everything is perfect. But that faith that whatever I do will be devotional service, that is called Shraddha. So the word faith does not convey this meaning. Alright. So, thank you very much. Mr. Shukra Prabhupada.